What's up? I am back. Let's go. Oh, let's go. It feels so good. The main reason I haven't been posting is it was like a Christmas break kind of, and I was like under massive grounding because, well, let's just say things got out of hand over Christmas break, you know, spoiledness and stuff like that, being entitled, everything. I did get a new iPad, so that is what I'm recording on right now, and I can use the computer to like see my notes. So like, this is honestly a way better setup. Like, I get, oh man, so yeah, that's great. So we're just gonna be going over update opinions. Also, stay tuned on the pod for like collab with Eternal Brawl, Nemo, and Miles. Please, yeah, they I'm pretty sure they're gonna be like rerouting me to you, them to you, because like, yeah, they're just gonna say, they're just gonna come, you know, like, they're just gonna say, hey, Breton's coming back. So if you heard from them, thank you a lot for coming back. Yeah. All right, sorry if I wasn't the most clear. When I said update opinions, I meant like Gears and like the Year of the Tiger update, which is, by the way, I think it's coming out either tomorrow or the next day. So stay tuned for that. One second. I'm so sorry. Oh, it smells so bad. Okay. Okay. Great way to start the episode. So, starting off with Grom, I think this honestly was a great move on Supercell's part, because he wasn't. Everett is with me right now. He's laughing his head off. Okay. So, yeah. Shut up, Everett. Okay, so Grom is like, honestly, Supercell did so good with this, like, making it, not, like, exclusive for certain people, even though it's, like, so easy. It was, like, such an easy challenge to win. Everett here didn't win it, but, yeah, I mean, if you didn't win it, it's, I mean, that really sucks, because he was basically free, and it's better, because he's, like, It's better than Edgar, because it wasn't a complete apocalypse, although it was pretty bad. I also like Grom's, like, mechanics, like, the fact that he, like, shoots in a plus sign. I think that's pretty cool. I like the, like, lore behind him. He's, like, he's sort of, like, he, like, hates kids, and he's sort of, like, a Sprout and a Spike mixed together, which I really like that. Like, I like that he has a bunch of new mechanics. I think his super is so broken, though. Like, they're gonna have to fix something, like, maybe the bigness of it, because it's literally impossible not to get hit by a Grom super, pretty much. Yeah, Grom is just so good. He's pretty good in duels, though. He's, like, he's a complete beast. Grom is just such a complete beast. He does so much damage. He can, like, hide behind a wall. I mean, it's, can't believe he was basically free. It's not as bad as the Edgar apocalypse, but still, I think Supercell did a really good job, like, with that easy challenge. It's just amazing. And then Fang, oh, you don't even want me to talk a lot about Fang, because, man, he looks so much fun. The Brawl Pass lasts a shorter time, which will actually boost progression for most players, which is nice. He's in Lola's Trio, and he's set in cheap price martial art movies, which is pretty funny. He has 6,750 HP. He's so good. He's like got such. He got a long range too. If his shoe flies off, you guys probably know most of what I'm saying, because you probably watched the Brawl Talk. I mean, this came out a while ago, so you probably do. I'm pretty sure Gears already came out. Oh my gosh. So Primo, yeah. Yeah, Gears already. Shoot, I'm doing the updates out of order, but that's okay. And by the way, I'm probably like way rusty at this, so sorry. Yeah, he does 2,100 damage per kick. He's gonna get an emergency nerf as soon as he comes out, or like as soon as most of the community has him, because, gosh, he's way too good. If he misses his kick, he flings his shoe, which charges his super as much as a normal attack, which is just completely insane. It flies like 9 tiles far. And his super, don't even get me started on his super. Just like, there's going to be so many montages made about this, because with his star power, he gets his super automatically after he kills someone. So like, he just like there's like there and his super ricochets onto other enemies. It does insane damage. It gets him up close with that insane, like, never stop with that insane damage of his normal attack. And it, go watch Lex's video, like the 1v1s, and like the first part, the like little montage he does is insane. It's just like you auto aim your supers, you're gonna get like an entire enemy team wipe with your super back. I mean, it might be because he's going against bots, but still, bro, he's just way too OP. And the range on that thing is like 37 tiles, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I really like Fang. He's got so many cool mechanics. So moving on to the skins. Oh man, the Dynamite Classic skin for free was a pretty good touch. I've kind of predicted this for a while now. I think like the next classic skin is gonna be, what if they did like a Jesse classic skin? That would be amazing. But yeah, the next classic skin, I would hate this, but Mortis, it'd be a Mortis Apocalypse. Okay, and then there's Ho-Ho-Ho-Bo. I love this skin. The attack animations are cool. He's cool. It's just amazing. Gift Express Jackie is a really good skin. It's like, oh man, it's just such a good skin. It's just, ugh. It's like she shoots like the snow around her. She rides like a present. It's just like amazing. Slayer Griff. If you haven't watched Kairos' video, this is how he explains it. It's like somebody ate Christmas and spat out Slayer Griff. Like that's how that like he is literally the essence of Christmas. And there's Logmas Spike. This honestly is probably the best skin in the update just because of how much value it gives you. It's 50 gems for an attack change, a super change, a skin change. He doesn't have any voice lines, but it's Spike. Although, yeah, that Spike skin that has like that pin, super creepy, man. Then for the Year of the Tiger skins, we have Furious Fang, which is a really good skin. It's at tier 70 of the Brawl Pass. Major Rosa, which is at tier 0 of the Brawl Pass. I can't wait to get this skin because I don't currently have any Rosa skins, so that'd be nice. El Tigro, this is honestly such a good skin. Orochi Edgar, like, this is giving me like Naruto vibes. Just kidding, I don't watch Naruto, but I've heard people say that. But Orochi Edgar is such a good skin. Sway Master Barley, I'm not a big fan of this one, but if you're a Barley main, definitely pick it up. Neon Nita, this skin is just, it's just sad. Like, seriously, it's just very sad. Just kidding. It's a really good skin. Really, really good. It's Power League 60 round wins. I think Supercell did a good job at the 60 round win change a couple updates back. And then we have El Corazon for Valentine's Day. Now, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but El Corazon was one in a challenge in a part of the Brawl Talk. So I don't know. I don't know. It's for 6 wins though. I don't know. The environment for it is pretty cool. For Year of the Tiger, I think in my opinion, it's a really cool environment. And probably the one of the best parts of this update is the duels game mode. Oh man, it's a 1v1 where you pick 3 brawlers and you cycle through them as they die. It's just, oh man, it's a really good game mode, especially for quests. Like, I don't know if this is a glitch or not, but it's probably not. But you can get like 3 brawler quests done at once. Like, just put Stu in the front of like a Tara, and then put the brawler you need to do quests with behind. It literally hard carries. As Stu, you either way should be winning all the matches. If you don't use your super as soon as you die, right before you're gonna die. You have that Tara super, and it's basically a free kill. I mean, honestly, it's pretty broken. They should probably change something about that. Like, you get half of what they had, supers. But yeah. And then there is, oh yeah, I forgot the extra skins. So there's True Gold and Silver skins for Penny, Jackie, Lou, and Rosa. So that's pretty cool. And power matches are now a modifier in the map maker, which is a pretty nice touch. You can do like, dang it. You can do like tournaments with your friends and stuff like that. It's just a nice little touch Supercell made. So now on to the Gears update. I have a lot to say about this one. Alright, so about the Gear and Club League update. So, I honestly think the Club League, so good. Like, I was just in a club just to be in a club, and now, like, we actually, like, have a purpose. Like, it's not just for chatting and maybe getting together every once in a while. Like, Club League is so good. It's, like, boosts your progression by, like, so much. But that's the thing. It boosts your progression to basically help body block a slight bit of the progression you need to get now because of Gears, and I have a lot to say on Gears. So, Gears, they are actually a really fun aspect to the game. If you haven't seen my Rank 25 Mortis and Solo Showdown video yet, go check it out. It's on YouTube on the channel. So, yeah, it's... Like, Gears helped me so much on that push. It might be the sole reason I got it, honestly. But rank 25 Mortis is pretty easy, actually. Just team, camp, and backstab. That's all you need to do. So Gears, really fun. Except for the health gear. I mean, honestly, if you're using the health gear, you are such an idiot. I mean... There's no reason to use it. You are never standing still in Brawl Stars, even as a thrower. Health does nothing. The best brawler for health, in my opinion, like if you're going to use it, which you definitely shouldn't, but like if it's the only thing you have, I understand that. Don't just stand still because you need the healing. But if you're going to use it with anybody, use it as Frank. Go a bit more aggro, just like, because attacking doesn't move you, so it wouldn't really do anything. It just help recover some of your health. So, yeah, I don't think I have, like, any level 2 health, because there's literally no reason to spend my scrap on it. And scrap is another big thing. Scrap is really... It definitely gets like takes down what you get in a box by a lot, like the amount of power points and stuff, but it is worth the gears, I have to say. They should lower the amount of power points and coins it takes to get to power 10 and 11, because it's just so hard. Like, the only person I know who has more than like 5, 10 or 11s is like G-Dog from Brawling Bros, and that's because he spends a lot of money in Brawl Stars, I gotta say. More money than any people I know. I'll say something about each gear. So, the shield gear is, I think it might be the best one. It's tied for best. It's a really good gear. And then there is resistance. This gear sucks. I mean, it's a waste of scrap. And by the way, speaking of scrap, the amount of scrap that it takes to upgrade your gears is just way too much. And the amount of gear tokens to get that upgrade is also a bit too much, in my opinion. Like, it's a total of 680 gear scrap to get that power 3 gear. It's okay, I guess, but it's not... No, it's definitely not. They need to, like, upgrade the amount of scrap you get and decrease the amount you need to put into a brawler or something like that. Okay, moving on to the damage gear. This gear is best gear in the game, tied with health. Shield. It's, like, so good. The extra damage, it's incredibly good on Mortis or Assassins like that. It's just way, way too good. And then the health gear, I've already told you, it's complete and total poop. The speed gear. Okay, the speed gear is different. The speed gear is... might be the best gear in the game, but it is way too map dependent, so like it kind of feels like a waste of all your resources. If it's not like a bushy map, you're like, great, I just upgraded a level 3 speed gear and I won't be able to use it. Like, but okay, I will say this, it is pretty dang good on like maps like Feast or Famine, Cavern Churn, maps with like a lot of bushes. Like, I can't wait for like the next challenge, like the next challenge where there's like Snake Prairie. It's just all gonna be speed and like damage. Speed is way too good though on maps with that much bushes, which is another thing. I think it should be like maybe like a permanent speed like addition, like maybe plus 30 plus 50 points. If you know the point thing, it's a bit confusing, but it's like basically a normal movement speed is 720, I think, and like fast movement speed is 770, and then super fast is 820. So it would actually be a pretty good gear, and it wouldn't be bad. Like plus 50 at level 3, plus 15 at plus 30 at level 1. I mean, that's just me. I'm in the health gear. I think it could like a way they could make this way better would be make it sort of like Griff's star power, like every 2 seconds heal 200 health, or make it to where it's like super good, like every second you stand still you heal like 650 health. There's some sort of way to buff the health gear because it's absolute trash. And the resistance gear, oh, I don't know how you could fix this, honestly. Just like, honestly, go check out some YouTube videos. Like, some YouTubers have opinions on this, but the resistance gear is just complete trash. I don't know why it's in the game. It's so hard to know that the thing is actually happening. You know, it's no. That's personally my opinion on the resistance gear. Some people like it. Like, if you're using Frank, that's acceptable. But other than that, it's complete trash. Okay, so Club League. I've already talked a bit about this, but it boosts your progression by so much, and the tickets. Tickets, okay. Golden tickets used to be sort of pay to win. Not really, because it's only 1 star point. Not a big deal. And I never spent gems on tickets, but I got 5 free gems in the shop, so yay, I guess. So they took those out, although I think they are coming back with some different purpose, like a new purpose in the community. And okay, so I just wanted to talk a bit about I think there should be a feature where you can complain, like maybe send in a clip, like a recording clip or something like that, of somebody trolling in like Club League, because that it just really sucks, like especially playing with playing with randoms in like a power match or something like that. This should be for all power matches, and not really all matches. I mean, you can recover trophies and stuff, but power matches take a while and it's very disrespectful to the teammates. So maybe just make a way to report people who are trolling you, and that would actually be really good. That's just me. And okay, the only bad thing about Club League is the amount of people in the club. I think there should be a bit more. It'll make it a bit more competitive, like 50 people in a club. And also, I think golden tickets should definitely come back, because you could like use your golden tickets on a time when your schedules didn't align with your teammates or something like that. So yeah, that's my opinion on the Club League and gear update. I also like the skins, but okay, I'll tell you the value of stuff. Buy coins, buy gear scrap, and yeah, okay. Buy gear tokens too with your club coins, and you'll be boosting your progression so much. Number one thing, do not buy skins. I know they may look cool, but don't. It'll flunk your progression. Sorry if it sounded like I just said the F word. It's flunk. it'll flunk your progression so bad. So yeah, don't ever buy those skins unless you like are a complete club league, like you're in like the highest rank you can get. You play every time, like, okay, do that if you're like a YouTuber or something. So yeah, hopefully little skit gave you a bit of information. All right, sorry for that abrupt ending, but that's gonna be we're gonna wrap up this episode. The Anchor ad went out, so we won't be doing an ad segment anymore. So we might like play music in between, like on if you're listening on Spotify, it'll have like a music interval or something while I get ready to say the outro or something like that. So thank you for listening to this episode. Was glad I could make it. I'm finally back. We won't be posting daily anymore. It'll be more like probably weekly. Probably a bit more though. So yeah, episodes most likely definitely every week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host. Since we didn't say that I'm Brighton in the intro, we might as well say it now. Sorry, cleaning out the mic. I am your host, Brighton, signing off. But first, be sure to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So we did actually get one over the amount of time that we weren't posting, which is it sucks, but it's by MemeMan234. It says, great podcast. It says, I love the content. Keep up the good work. Thank you for the 5-star review. And you can now send in 5-star reviews on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, send in a 5-star review. You won't get a shout out, but it'll help people see this podcast more. So yeah, thank you. If you have already sent in a 5-star review on Spotify, so let's see, let me pull it up. All right, so we have, okay, I can't see the amount of 5-star reviews. The last time I checked, it was like 20, like 15 to 20. Like I'm pretty sure we had 5 stars, maybe 4.5, something like that. So yeah, thank you for supporting me. I won't really pressure you like, hey, donate, but it would mean the world to me if you would like just donate on Patreon. But again, I'm not going to be the guy like, give me your money, you know, I'm not trying to take your money. This podcast is pretty much for fun. I do make a bit of money, but that's because my grandparents support me. It's a great way to get them to give me some extra money. But just kidding, it's not actually so they can give me some extra money. It actually helps. I was just joking. It actually helps, though. Like, if you're listening to this, Mimo and Peepaw, thank you so much for donating. It, like, helped me get new equipment. It, like, do you hear this microphone? It's so good. It's, like, way better than my old one. Send me an email at brawlcast@gmail.com. If you want to, like, tell me if you like this mic better than the old one. It's brawlcastslash@gmail.com. And at is like the at symbol. You probably already know that though. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so glad I could be back. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.